We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome back to Blowing Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us wherever you find the program, whether it is through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartMedia, all major podcast platforms. We thank you all for finding the show each and every week. It is powered by the Buzz CRM. I've talked about this so much. And we've heard so much feedback from all of you, the listeners. You want to learn more. My little one-minute spiel about the Buzz CRM is just not enough. I know. So we're going to do something even better for you. So the team wants to go ahead and now start setting up free webinars to give you a chance to go and get a full showcase of what the Buzz CRM is able to go and do from its effortless automation, personalized workflows, omnichannel reach, data-driven decisions, so much more. But if you have already heard my voice enough and you don't need me to go and persuade you much longer, then all you have to do right now is go to thebuzzcrm.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Listen, I don't get commission off of this, okay? I just know this is a great product. I use it myself. It takes care of so many other platforms that you can use with all these logins, outdated services, so much you might spend on extra money. You want to go ahead and downscale. You want to micromanage. You want to make sure you have everything in one place. Because isn't it how we want to have it be, right? It's what we want. It's your remote control to make sure that you control everything going right now with your calls, emails, texts, everything. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. Just go find it today, and you'll be glad that Blumbus has sent you there. Now, with that said, let me go ahead and get into our guest. And my guest is a cannabis industry veteran with expertise in brand strategy, product development, and a go-to-market execution. Worked with the likes of top brands like PAX, Dosis, and DaVinci, driving over $200 million in sales since 2015. He's now a strategic advisor for Zone Vapor, also the chief operating officer, focused on innovating the 510 thread vape market and expanding cannabis access through cutting-edge vaporization technology. We haven't talked vapes in a while, but we're going to go into it right now with Josh Hoffman. Thanks for being on this.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, I'm in this space. I haven't really looked enough and realized now that the marketing and the labeling of vaping right now, specifically the 510 thread market. So when I had to go and look that up myself, you know, I asked Google Gemini, okay, tell me what we're talking about with 510 thread. So it's now a common term in the vaping world, standardized connection for vape batteries and cartridges, best for replaceable vapes and cartridges. And with this said, it provides energy to heat the cartridge. The vaping material, oils, concentrates, it works well to go ahead and work with those to make the experience great, very popular now. And there's a wide range out there. Simply based on basic models, the more advanced ones with variable voltage and temperature control. All this here, it's like, it's over my head, past my pay grade. But Josh, what I know now is that Zone Vapor, it looks to be a major player in this space. you've worked at those other established brands. Now you're here at Zone Vapor. Talk about what's going to differentiate Zone Vapor and how do you go and target compared to what you've done before? What is the best course of action for Zone Vapor to get out there and be noticed?
So Zone Vapor is a company that came together from these manufacturers called One World Solution, who are premier manufacturers in vape and e-cigarette technology. They worked with premier tobacco companies helping make some of the pioneering vape products and in the tobacco space. They contacted me and we started brainstorming on what would be a good way to leverage their excellence in manufacturing to something in the THC, cannabis, hemp, CBD space. And I leveraged my experience working from the very roots of the industry before there was cartridges and seeing the whole cartridge market come into play all the way through developing simple products to working with packs and doses, Da Vinci, and figuring that there's a space in the premium 510 that is not really filled. There's some competitors that are doing some really cool products. I'm a big fan of Vessel. They make a really beautiful product. Yocan makes some really great usable products as well. But something I really wanted to do with Zone was make something that really solved users' pain points. And so our first attempt at doing that is called the Zone Opto. And we really went top to bottom and said, what do people not like about the current 510 experience? And right out the get-go, these things slide off of tables all the time. You know, they fall everywhere. So we made a design that doesn't roll off of anything. The next is, you know, people, they use them, they get lint in their pocket. So they get lint in their purse. And then the thing that they put their mouth on has been like in their pocket, in their purse. So we put a cap on that. Another is that when people charge them, they're on the floor, like lying down, which isn't good for the oil. Because then it's not in the proper place to be wick. So we made a charging base so that it was always in the upright position so you could use it immediately. We also made a charging base based on a design principle that if you make a place for you to put something, you're going to put it back there. So vape pens are easy to forget. We figured if we made a little home for it, you'd remember where to put it there. And that's just sort of the outside. Then we went on the inside. And one of the chief complaints is that when people use vape pens, they get this really burnt kind of rubber tire flavor. And so we want to investigate what's the best way to control that. And you mentioned earlier variable voltage and this and that. And the truth is that voltage isn't really an accurate way of understanding the power consumption, the power needs. Each one of these carts has a different ohm or a different resistance on them. And so what we do is when the cartridge hits the battery, our battery, the Opto, we read the resistance on that cartridge, and then you attenuate the amount of voltage that's going to go to it, and we send a current. That current is on a variable path. So we can change how that current works and thus change that experience. And that's where our modes came in. So instead of just giving you high, medium, low, or, oh, I vape at 3.7 volts. I vape at 4.2 volts, which is a really weird coefficient. We just decided to go, well, there isn't a good coefficient. Let's just go for motivation. So we created these user modes. We created a flavor mode. So you put a really hot 510 live resin cartridge on there and you put it on some sick battery and boom, you burn off the terpenes. The thing gets a bunch of reclaim in it and you just wasted your $50 cartridge. We said, no, let's make it so that you really get to enjoy that flavor experience. So we created a path of current that optimizes the flavor spectrum of a cartridge. The next mode is zone. You know, it's a motivation. A lot of people smoke because they want to get in the zone. They want to be able to, yeah, exactly. They want to cut through doing a bunch of work. They want to get creative. They want to clean the house. It's one of those things where you're not too stoned, but you're also not trying to get a little. So we got to get you in the zone. So we made one that's a middle path. Still has lots of flavor, but has a little bit more vapor in it. And then the final setting is vapor. This one was the tricky one because we want to make sure you get a nice dense plume of vapor, but it doesn't burn and then still has a ton of flavor. So we create a path that does that.
All right.
And then
let's come along into the fact of the change of the vaping market. Oh, look, Cannabis Radio has been down here 10 years now. And I've been talking, or either I've been producing programs that we've been talking about vaping, or I've done it. I mean, I could say at least maybe 100 interviews over the years about vaping itself. The change in the market, the vape crisis, all the things that have gone on in between, okay? And the habits right now for consumer preferences, they've evolved from simple functionality. Now they are embracing high-tech customizable experiences. They don't want to deal with anything that's too cheap, or if it's replaceable, that just does, it just falls apart. It's just not well-constructed, well-manufactured, well-crafted. That's what we want now. So people have roughly, they are now willing to go ahead and put the money and the investment into something that's very well-made and put together. So when it comes to the Opto vaporizer you have coming right now, you know, first of all, innovating to meet those expectations. And when it comes to Opto vaporizer right now, as a breakthrough in the market, what are the key innovations and what makes it stand out right now among other devices that you feel like has made it a standout that people should go ahead and look at Opto first?
Aside from the modes, which I was saying, you know, if we're trying to own premium, then we need to make sure that our product is the best, makes your cartridges taste the best they've ever tasted. Premium users, are you looking for flavor? Once you say, this is how high I want to get, you more or less purchase on flavor. So do I want something that's spicy? Do I want something that's sweet? Do I want something that's citrus forward? And so we know that that's how consumers are actually purchasing. It's not just on THC alone. On the distillate, kind of high-powered stuff, yeah, people are looking for the highest distillate for the lowest price. On the premium end, on the avid consumers, they're looking for a much better experience overall. So the thing that really sets the Opto apart is the modes. But next to that is the screen, which actually gives you data that you can use. So instead of just telling you the voltage, we tell you what mode you're in, but we also tell you how many hits you have left on the battery. There's nothing worse than going to walk your dog and you go and you try to take a hit and the thing blinks red at you and you don't have your cartridge with you on the dog walk. So we made sure that before you started using your Opto, you would know how many hits you have on it. So if you're going to a concert and it says you've got 100 hits, you're going to be okay. You're going to make it through that concert. But if it says 15 hits, you better charge that before you go. So it's actually useful data. And then we also put a hit counter on there so consumers can track their hits. They can track how many hits they've taken in a day. They can reset it whenever they want. A lot of people track the cartridge. So when they put a cartridge on, they reset it just to see how many hits they're getting out of which cartridge. I think those are the two biggest distinguishing points of the product. That and the three-year warranty, we really stand behind it.
Well, let's go on to the warranty because we're looking about safety and compliance. So as we talk about the vape products now and how they're being manufactured, where you're getting the materials from to go and build those out, extremely important now these days. So we are here with Josh Hoffman of Zone Vapor here on Blunt Business. Look at the website, zonevapor.com. As we go to commercial break, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Josh Hoffman, the CEO of Zone Vapor. And because of the vape crisis,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From years ago. I mean, I know it's been a while. It's been well removed, but it still lingers on today. People are still going to have a real critical thinking about what they get from their vapes. They want to make sure it's safe. So ensuring the product meets or exceeds safety regulations and keeps that cutting edge performance. Was there anything that you had to do here to make it so there was a good, that compliance was set no matter where you're going to sell it? And was there anything special you did in terms of having it meet the innovations and keeping that safety?
Okay, so I just want to make sure we're not equivocating anything here. The Evalli vape crisis that you're referring to had to do with vitamin E acetate being used in black market, illegal markets throughout the country. They use vitamin E acetate because it resembles THC oil, and you can throw some flavorings in there and trick people. I think all but one incident, which stayed in the gray area of things, was confirmed that it did not come from a regulated market. So the Evalli crisis had more to do with the consumable, which is the cartridge, right, than the technology behind it, which is what the Opto is, which is a power unit. So I was working at PAX during the Evalli crisis, and luckily we had some really brilliant people on staff that were able to help navigate both the science and the messaging of that, and were really forthcoming with others in the industry. That's really, the Evalli vape crisis really brought the vape industry together in a way, because like I said, most of that was done in the illegal space. And so from things like Evalli vape crisis, now you have groups like Vape Safer, which have some excellent folks in it, really making sure that the vape industry stays true and creates a really safe, great place. Vape Safer and some of these organizations are run by some of the smartest lawyers and communicators in the industry, or in any industry. So I have a lot of faith that some of our best and brightest who have been engaged in this space for a while are doing everything they can to make sure and encourage other actors to play into that. That being said, Zone has a long pedigree of excellence manufacturing. In fact, creating the QAQC program of many of the large manufacturers of vape products. And so quality control, quality assurance, and making sure that we create a safe product is a very important part of Opto and Zone's DNA. In fact, on the Opto, we have a board in there that makes sure that no power gets redistributed when it's being charged to any of the components in the device or the cartridge. So it's really sophisticated to have safety features so that it doesn't have a thermal event or create too much heat and overburn a cartridge, release like heavy metals or other bad things into you. So safety is an important part of our DNA.
And I have no denying on that. And I'm not using that as a gotcha question. I want to go ahead and validate why I'm doing this, because there is that, because there are going to be people out there that are not in the cannabis industry, going to be outside of here. They're going to put that distinction here. They're going to try to collude this all here. I know your media is going to do it all the time. And I know there are agencies out there that will regularly go ahead and start putting together Evalli, like you said, or vaping. Yeah. And they're going to put those two together because they like to do it. I don't want that to be the case. So I want to make sure on this program, it's just made clear and, you know, distinctive. Because at this opportunity, I want people to know that we've had great advancements, and people are obviously growing more towards vaping. The vaping market is growing a lot, which is why you put so much time into a premium device like Opto. But more importantly, the CDC wants to keep putting out stories about it. Johns Hopkins, USC, all these different academic and governmental agencies are going to continue to go ahead and start pushing out there the truth about vaping. And I'm like, no, listen, everybody's going to go ahead and have their own vice. But we know that what's being done right now by companies, including Zone, most importantly, whereas we're talking today, I want to make sure that the distinction is made, because it continues to go out there. I can go do the Google search right now, and of course, the media is going to have that right there. So we need to go ahead and push back on that and make sure that we talk safety compliance. And well, that's that point here. So I wanted to make sure to let you know about that. It's nothing against trying to go and point some, you know, bad actor out there and something like that. It's just, it's going to always be there. That stigma's always going to stick. We need to make sure to push back.
I agree. That's why I wanted to be very clear about what Evalli was, what the vape crisis was, what the response was, and what and where we are in alignment with those, kind of both specific to our company and specific to the industry at large. The vape industry really came from an interesting space. Cartridges were not, there was almost very little demand for a cartridge, but there was a really high demand for that kind of user experience where you could take a discreet hit that's portable on the go. So I do think that vaping, this cartridge type of vaping kind of came from nowhere, gobbled up a huge amount of the market space, and has started to mature now. And what you see is that there's a huge demand for, 1 gram, 2 gram disposable distillate at lower price points. But everywhere that markets mature, you start to see preferences for live resin, live rosin, and premium THC cartridges. And I think you're going to see that trend grow as more and more markets mature. I also think if you look at how demographics or age demographics generationally split amongst vape, there's not so much a demo split, but there is a big generational split. And you have younger people using 510 vape more than you have older folks using it. And so as these generations like millennials age, it'll be interesting to see if vaping grows, which I would think it would, the category space as flower might actually start to diminish a little bit, because flower has been the preference of Gen X and boomers for a long time. So we think that just like there is, back in the day, what did you buy? You bought weed. And now there's many different types of weed, and there's an understanding that there's low quality, mid quality, high quality, and you can purchase amongst all those things. But amongst those variables, I think that that same sort of merchandising and assortment demand is going to be there in the next 5, 10, 15 years and continuing as millennials and Gen Z age with their cannabis experience. And they're going to, of course, as they gain better income brackets and other things like that, are going to want to get better experiences.
So go ahead and move along, and we're going to go and segue out of all that. We are here with Josh Hoffman of Zone Vapor here on Blunt Business. Look at the website, zonevapor.com. As we go to commercial break, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Josh Hoffman, the CEO of Zone Vapor. All right, okay, cool. I want to go into your experience. PAX, okay. Dosis, Da Vinci, again, great companies. A lot of great work. I know we've talked to a couple of them in our episodes here on Blunt Business and Grassroots Marketing, but with some of the biggest names in cannabis tech you've been part of. And I wonder if you're going to get some of the takeaways you got from those experiences and right now, how that helps you to harness the current strategy and product development of Zone Vapor. Tell me about what it is now that you see that, hey, you've learned from your experience that now is transitioned you into this space, and what's your forward thinking at this point?
Well, I started as a seller and cultivator. And then moved from selling and cultivation to working at a dispensary called Spark, which is where I met the PAX guys. And we were able to sell a lot of PAX vaporizers, and they were wondering how we could do it so well. And I explained to them what we were up to, how we were doing it, what we were communicating and why. And they said, hey, would you mind coming back with us to our place and checking out what we're building? We think there might be a way to convert this thing that we're doing into a cannabis product. And I said, sure. And we walked down the street, and I got there, and it was PAX Labs. They hadn't split from Juul yet, and everyone there was like sucking on a little Juul pod and hitting it. And they said, we want you to help us turn this into a cannabis product. And, the first thing I said was like, cannabis isn't addictive. It's you might be able to sell 5 of these Juul pods to someone a day. One pod is going to take a bit of time to get through. It's just a different use experience. But they're really committed. And I was a consultant and helped them create the era. I also helped them find their first brand partners to get their oil filled, because, of course, they were a technology company. Then when I joined PAX, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had from a work experience perspective, because there was all these extremely bright people from all sorts of industries. We had people from Procter & Gamble and from med tech and from self-driving cars and Google and Harvard Business School people. Mm-hmm. And it was insane. It was like going to Xavier's School for people who love pot or something,
It's amazing.
And so, yeah. And I learned so much there because so many of the people were so giving about bringing from their experience. So, people who worked on amazing hardware and software and user experience and websites from the blue chip companies of the Silicon Valley were sitting there saying, how can we make cannabis great? Like, what can we do to make a great product for cannabis consumers? And we're very earnest in developing both a healthy product, a safe product, and a usable product. So it was a really great experience. I made lifelong friends from it and learned so much. What I really learned there is the process, though. I'd always made products before, but it was very much like an improvisational sort of thing. And when I got to PAX, I learned the process, how to verify things, how to de-risk things along the way. How do you make a consumer electronic it costs a lot of money to build all these things. So how can you invest all this to build something big? And so I really learned how to build at scale there, which was great. Then I took that experience to Greenlane, and we acquired DaVinci, and I got to work with the CEO there, Cort, who is just a phenomenal human being. Like, I wish everyone could know Cort because he's just such a great guy. He is a prolific inventor, always thinking, always creating, always wanting more, like just wanting to solve every problem. So linking up with him when I was at Greenlane and working on DaVinci with him was also just one of the best working experiences I had. I learned a lot from Cort. He really worked from a place of passion, and he also had a process as well. It wasn't that there was no process. He really had a passion, and he really drove all the way down to the grain of sand, you know, on the details. And what I really learned from him was how to take both that high level perspective and translate it down into that detailed perspective and not lose yourself or the project along the way. And that takes a lot of skill. And Cort really has that. Being a prolific product maker, he really knows how to get it done. So that was really great working with him. And then also just on the Greenlane side, we had like a Bob Marley license, a Keith Haring license. We had higher standards glass. So I got a lot of experience there creating new glass products, managing brands, managing licenses, negotiating licenses. That was a really cool experience. All that led me to be able to...
That's all the cannabis industry. We're talking about all these, maybe not even so much Fortune 500 types, C-level executives, but Silicon Valley types, engineers, entrepreneurs, creators, designers, thinkers, idea makers, right? Gearing into this market. And then, of course, the branding deals. Get you through mergers and acquisitions. Like, there's so much experience you get out of everything you've done right here. It's so comprehensive. It's like you can write a book about it. There's just so much there. And that really tells you, for the cannabis industry, for those who want to get into the industry as an executive or find your way into business here, this is the encompassing the fact of, look at the professionalism. Look at the real creativity of the society. And I think that's also kind of lost in the mix of where companies are. When you're drowning the MSOs that are out there that are servicing and probably providing all these products, but the real creativity, the real design, the R&D, the real movement is within the designers, the companies that are creating products like Opto and Zone Vapor, just like this, and what you've done in your other companies in the past. Now, one thing I want to make sure is about, it comes to one thing about the challenge being that you make a great product, but also having people to trust and adopt new technology. So with the Opto, talk to me about how this product aims to go ahead and make people to go and adopt to this new product. And again, the premium product, trusting, I mean, you can say about the brand name and all, but again, some people might have their comfort zone of what they like to work with and what they like to go and replace and refill cartridges with. What is it that you say about here that convinces people, well, maybe you should try this?
Experience is believing, but that's the gap in cannabis, is there aren't many opportunities for people to try it before they buy it.
Right.
And so everyone in cannabis has this same issue where there's a high cost of trial and error. There aren't a lot of category leaders. And so it's hard to understand, where should I put my money? And if you put your money into something once and you get burned, you almost stay away from the category. Mm-hmm. It can burn you off from the category. So what we've done is we worked with some really people who I'm fans of, the people that I watch on YouTube for gear reviews. And we sent out the products to those folks and had them give honest reviews of the product. And from the 5 or 6 affiliates that we sent products to, we've had over 300,000 views on YouTube of the product.
Wow.
And so our plan was to give it to folks that people trusted and have them review it and tell them their audience that the product is real, that it works, and that it gives them a great experience. We then take those experiences and we cut them down smaller, and we put them on different channels so that people can see other people actually using the product in real life and giving their opinions on it. We've also been working with different press trade outlets and a PR company to help manage that, so that we could get reviews been working with the PR company so that we can get reviews out there and get more exposure to folks within the industry. We've done a great job of activating the avid consumers who watch YouTube videos and that are really big fans of the industry. And now the big fight, of course, is getting more average consumer, everyday vape users understanding the benefits of Opto and where they can get it.
You know, very interesting how you're going to make that point. With the cannabis radio, we talk to so many different PR companies. And to choose who you can, when it comes to the release of a product like this, you make a great distinction. You get one chance, maybe, you know, you get the right reviewers to go ahead and look at and give an honest take of what they think of the product, number one. And then number two, you got to think about, you know, if you're going to get somebody out there, rely on the reviews, rely on the press, take a chance on the product and hope, you know, that they're really going to enjoy the experience and not get burned. That's very crucial for everything to kind of go play right, because people are going to be very hesitant about what they buy when they can't try it out. It's very important about that. I really like how you point that out. And now, really, I want to just go ahead and go with one more thing here, just about in the future of vape technology right now. I mean, is there anything that's coming down the line that you feel like has been doing in research development? If there's new products that come along the line, if there's anything that will be changed to revolutionize the Opto and go to another level, another version of it, a 2.0. Is there anything you can predict about what the next innovations might be in vaporization, what Zone Vapor is doing right now for the future, and looking at that, always trying to go and stay ahead of the game?
I do have one more comment for the last.
Go ahead.
Which is really important. I just want to make sure that I said it, because it's one of our best partners. There are some product buyers, they work in smoke shops, they work in dispensaries, that just contacted us and said, hey, I get it. They saw the video and they're like, I want my customers to have it. And they've ordered the product from us. Those are some of our best folks, because they, if you've got a good buyer at your dispensary, if you've got a good buyer at your smoke shop, one, they're avid consumers. They're watching those videos. They're searching for new technology. They're searching for the latest vape. If they're the ones contacting me, asking to sell it, one, we're usually moving a lot of units through them because they understand the value and they're able to help train their staff on the value proposition. But it also shows that there are people who are intrinsically motivated to find the latest and greatest. And when they do, there's no hesitation for them to ask you for one. So these folks have been great. They're scattered throughout the country. Some of them have small shops, some of them have big shops, but they're one of the reasons that we've gotten the product out there too, because they saw a video, they contacted me and they say, I need this for all my customers. So that's another way that we've been getting the word of Opto out to folks.
Yeah. The reputation that you get from those buyers, oh, we like what you've been doing. You got this out here? Yeah, we want it. We want to be able to go and put it out there. We want it out on our shelves.
So then what's next in vape technology? Well, the 510 cartridge, the whole 510 format is going to stick around for a bit. It is convenient, and there's been a lot of investment in the machinery of making, supplying, and sustaining that part. But that doesn't mean that the industry, which is always born from agile development of avid consumers, aren't on the hunt for a new way to consume cannabis. And of course, there's been... we've seen things like induction heat hit the market. It's interesting. There's that, you know, is it perfected yet? Not really, but it's getting there. There's some interesting technology with lasers coming out again. Is a laser for show? Does it do anything? You know, that is a question that the companies need to answer. But from my investigations, these lasers are cool. They are doing things, and there is a reason for them to be there. I think that there's one exploration is what technologies are there can be adapted to concentrates or adapted to flower. The other way innovation is going, of course, is, you know, we 10 years ago, we didn't really have rosin. You know, someone started pressing cold water hash. So there's yet to be discovered consumables from that side of the industry that don't have a partner in a vape kind of way or an optimized vape way. So there's still some technology that is yet to be developed specifically for whatever product comes from the consumable. And to add on to that, we still haven't created great products in vape that handle things like resin and rosin and diamonds and sauce in a big vat, you know, like we do with a cartridge with continued use. You know, you can drop that in your Puffco Peak or in your Proxy. You can drop it into a Dr. Dabber, but those things aren't necessarily fitting in your pocket so well. And even when you do, you got to have your tool and your concentrate and your thing. You know, no one's really taken that super ultra premium concentrate and made it ultra portable yet. So I think there's going to be advancements in taking premium and moving it through. And I also think the vape, flower vape has been a little bit stale. You know, for the last few years, everyone's pretty much figured out how to get hot and make vapor. But it's all the same experience. I turn it on, I hit it for 4 minutes, it turns off. You know, maybe it goes through some water, maybe it doesn't. I'm interested to see if there's some innovation in new vaporizing experiences for flower side.
Josh, this has been great. And I love it. You got to get all compact into the interview itself. And let's quickly go and send people over to the website, zonevapor.com, zonevapor.com. And people can go and find out about the Opto itself. So much into it. A good price point, by the way. And
thank you.
You can see the reviews. You can go and shop for yourself. Reviews you're going to see right up there. Some of them already saying, like, having three vapes in one, the best vape battery, amazing taste. Vape battery, rather, for the best battery. And it's what you call tomorrow's vape battery pen created today. So let's direct people to the website and why they should go and how they can get their hands on the Opto, wherever they are. Can they get their hands on it outside of the website? And how should they go to the website and learn more?
Yes. So go to the website, zonevapor.com. We have a store locator there, so you can type in your zip and you can find the store retail location that's closest to you. You can also order directly from the website, and there's usually a pop-up that jumps on to get subscribed to our newsletter, and that's going to give you a discount right when you land there. So we've got that going on this month and next. And we also, just having both myself and the other guys from the manufacturing side been in the vape space for a long time, we create a lot of information. So check out the blog. We've got some useful information there that we've put together. And you can also see lots of good videos on YouTube. If you go to our YouTube channel, we've got a playlist of all the reviews. So if you want to hear it from other folks or see every feature, these folks do a really great job of running down how it works, what its best features are, how they use it. So zonevapor.com, and we hope you check out the Opto.
Josh Hoffman, CEO of Zone Vapor. Thanks for being all with us. Really appreciate you taking time out. And thanks for, you know, getting a chance to go ahead and finally talk and get all your experience in there about the industry. I really was a great conversation. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.